on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Welcome back to the Arkansas State Fairgrounds. Justin Akery bidding adieu to Chris Kane, who's got other engagements that he has to attend to. Final segment brought to you in part by, and it's Top 10 Tuesday, so we don't need Chris anyway, Matt, do we?
No, we don't. Beat it. Hit the bricks.
Our top 10 is Between the Ferns. What is it, the most, the rudest moments? What is it?
I think it was the
10 cruelest insults
from the show.
From Between the Ferns. Thank you, Zach Galifianakis, for your comedic genius and lending it to our top 10 list. Our top 10 list today brought to you by our friends at Landers Ford. Oh, Ford certified, my friends, at Landers Ford in Benton, Arkansas. Get down to Saline County and say big on the official truck of the Arkansas Razorbacks, the F-150. I think I heard that a certain congressman from right here in these United States, from right here in this natural state of ours, drives an F-150. All the cool people do. The entire Ford lineup up for grabs. Over 500 used cars to choose from as well, Landers Ford. And if you're looking for great deals on a car, more for your trade, Landers Ford in Benton, Arkansas is the place to be. 501-315-4700. Get out there and check out the huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The small town atmosphere, the big city selection. Shop them last and you'll be smiling all the way home and beyond. Big enough to serve and small enough to care. That is Landers Ford in Benton, and they are online at that website, Matt. You know what it is. It's Landers.com.
I was about to say that.
So, Between the Ferns, it is our Top 10 Tuesday.
This is the Funny or Die sketch that we played a clip from the Justin Bieber one.
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis. He's keeping it real, whether people like it or not. And we start with this. Tina Fey.
Bruce Willis. Let's start with Bruce Willis.
We start with Bruce Willis.
I think that last one's the funniest, though.
Tina Fey?
Yes.
Okay. Bruce Willis, did you know that Bruce Willis was on there? I didn't. Okay, here we go. This is Bruce Willis and Zach Galifianakis, Between the Ferns. Give it to me.
When you were making the whole 10 yards, were you ever worried that it would be too good? I'll just keep moving. Did you know that some actors turn down roles? Any plans to reboot the Grumpy Old Men franchise?
Oh, that's beautiful. Bruce Willis has become increasingly less likable.
Really?
His Q score is in a toilet. I'm so disappointed in Bruce Willis. Moving on, Jon Stewart, he is fantastic. I hope you bleep this one. Let's go.
That I wish that I had. I come across as being a little bit jaded about it. Maybe I am jaded.
No, you come across to people as a big bear of a dip. I feel like people see you and they're like, oh my God, I'm better than that guy. And they look at you and they say, that fat f***. They taught him how to stand with a monkey and hold a baby. And now look at him go.
Thanks, man.
Oh, beautiful. All right. Number three on the list, Ben Stiller.
For breakfast, guess what I had for breakfast?
Egg yellows? No?
Two waffles and a pancake.
Two waffles and a pancake.
Do you wish that you had ever followed your parents into comedy? Taking that route. Comedy route.
Oh, that was beautiful. Number four on the list, Justin Bieber. Is this from the same appearance?
This is the same appearance, but a different clip than the one we heard before.
Okay, this is Justin Bieber. Between the Ferns with Zach Galifianakis.
When you're in the recording studio, do you ever think, hey, what if I don't make something shitty? Does that pop into your mind in the process?
The fact that I am able to make music and inspire people, I feel like music is like a sixth sense.
I guess that's a no.
I guess not. Sixth sense, like we didn't know you were dead, or which one? Number five on the list of the top 10
cruelest insults
from Between the Ferns. Like, it's just a clunky name. Bradley Cooper made an appearance.
You're on the cover of Details Magazine, which is a really good publication if you have run out of cologne.
All right.
He does a little mock laugh there.
Oh. Coming up. Number six on the list is, and we're doing these, and I like doing it the other way around, but I can't do backward tracking. I don't know why I'm so dumb that I can't count backwards, but this is number five, I guess. John Hamm making a visit.
I guess it's number
five.
Six, whatever.
Five, because we're counting down
okay.
to one.
Got it. Sorry. John Hamm, Madman.
I certainly don't like to make fun of people's last name, because my last name is funny sounding, but does it get on your nerves when people make jokes about your last name?
Well, you know, it's sort of easy.
Is your middle name Honeybaked? Have you ever thought about, for show business, changing your name from John Hamm to like something like John Sausage?
Number four on the list, Michael Cera, who, if you don't know who Michael Cera is, he was in Juno. He was the impregnator. What else has he been in?
He was in This is the End recently. But
Superbad. He was in Superbad. He was very good in that one. In fact, he was asked about it.
Have I told you that I enjoyed the movie Superbad?
No.
Good.
Okay. There you go. Number eight on the list, I got to go back in reverse order. You're really confusing me.
Sorry.
Number three on the list of best insults from Between Two Ferns is Conan O'Brien and Andy Richter. Why they appeared together, I have no idea.
Does anyone ever tell you you seem like you are the black Byron Allen?
People are make fun of my complexion sometimes. I'm pretty pale. I use an SPF 125 when I go to the beach. It actually shoots light back up at the sun. Hmm. That's a,
it's a the sound of a cricket riding a tumbleweed.
That's helpful.
We need that sound effect.
All right, number two on the list, Steve Carell.
Okay. Like when you go to the beach and someone yells, shark, shark, and then they just realize that it's Steve Carell doing the backstroke.
When you go to the beach and you swim out past the buoys, do people think that there's an island there?
I'm not that fat, man.
You are.
No, I'm not that fat.
You're pretty fat.
If you were to do like my percentage of body fat mm-hmm. versus your percentage of how much your nose weighs, I guarantee that your nose per capita weighs more than what I would.
All right, you fatso.
Hey, will you please say that for the next time? Yes. Anytime, not to poke fun at any particular, but anytime any Division I college basketball coach is in the studio, I think that they would find that particularly fun. Any old Division I Sun Belt college basketball coach from Little Rock would find that amusing. But any coach would be good on that one. It'd be a funny clip. And number one on the list of best insults ever delivered between the ferns, Tina Fey.
A well-trod observation. And yes, we all agree, celebrity interviews are vacant and empty. And at the same time, you asked me to come here. Like, you called me to do this as a favor, and then I come here, and you're very rude to me. It's almost like, oh, I'll be rude to a celebrity to prove that I'm too cool to be caring about celebrity, at the same time increasing your own celebrity. Have you thought about that?
That's pretty good. For a girl.
Simple and
hey,
sweet.
Congratulations. Voted by the media. Most creative fried chicken and waffle is a huge hit at this table for Chris Kane and myself. It is an item you must check out if you come to the Arkansas State Fair. And if you don't, you deserve to be smacked upside the head with a fried chicken waffle. And the best tasting fried